In the war on Iraq, global positioning system satellites guided bombs to their targets and helped American units keep track of friendly forces nearby. The Pentagon developed GPS technology during the Cold War, but civilians are coming up with their own applications. Kurt Nickisch of South Dakota Public Radio reports on the growing popularity of geocaching, a high-tech scavenger hunt.
On a brush-covered slope overlooking the Missouri River, Jerry Paulson is zeroing in on a hidden stash by monitoring his handheld GPS receiver. Picking up satellite signals overhead, the unit calculates his position on Earth within just a few feet.
North latitude is 49.746. West coordinates, I'm right exactly on there. So the base of this tree right here. And this looks rather suspicious when there's a couple of sticks and a pile of grass. So that's got to be my cache located right there.
Paulson moves the camouflage aside to uncover the cache. That's cash as in supply, not money. This one's a Tupperware container crammed with items bought in a dollar store. Paulson takes a miniature flashlight and leaves a golf ball in return before covering the cache again. That's the etiquette. But for this retired small-town postmaster, the real value lies in the adventure of seeking and finding.
I'm just inquisitive by nature, and I'm getting a lot of good exercise. I'm 73, and doctor said to take my dog out on rollerblades wouldn't count, so I do this instead, all right?
Paulson is part of a rapidly growing community of enthusiasts hiding caches and then posting their GPS coordinates on the internet. Some are easy to locate, others are stashed miles from a road or even underwater. The website geocaching.com keeps track of close to 50,000 caches in 170 countries. Website founder Jeremy Irish says with easy-to-use GPS receivers costing as little as $100, the hobby appeals to a wide spectrum of people.
Everybody wants to be an explorer. And the idea of going geocaching and exploring the outdoors and seeing it in a different light and experiencing or finding something really plays on the explorer interest of an individual.
However, like other explorations, geocaching raises questions about whether its members will spoil what they encounter.
We're not excited about geocaching.
Scott Lopez is the chief ranger at Badlands National Park, which overlaps some of the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation in South Dakota. Geocaching is outlawed in national parks. Lopez says it threatens their natural and cultural resources.
Some folks had come in and dug up a hole in the ground and put a box in the ground with all their trinkets in. Come to find out, it was within 15 feet or so of an archaeological site, which was the remnants of a teepee ring. And these are culturally sensitive areas for not only the national park, but the Oglala Sioux tribe.
At geocaching.com, Jeremy Irish says his website tells users to learn the rules and ask permission before hiding a cache. He hopes more government agencies will encourage geocachers to use public lands. Meanwhile, the number of geocachers is growing, and they're constantly coming up with new ideas to make the game more interesting. Here in South Dakota, a few have been hiding caches along the route of the Lewis and Clark expedition in advance of the bicentennial of the journey, allowing locals and tourists to follow the explorer's path in a new way. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickisch in Sioux Falls.